live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with producer Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com, where we're streaming live. This next program, I found this interesting and something that's really needed, and I think we forget about this from some time. We're going out on the phone to Heather Spielmaker, who's director of the Service to Soldiers program through Cooley Law School. Good evening, Heather. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Very good. Why don't you tell folks what the Service to Soldiers program is as a place to start?
The Service to Soldiers program was founded in 2007, and initially what we were trying to do was find attorneys throughout the state who would represent troops returning from military deployment free of charge if they met certain income guidelines. And that went along pretty well, and soon after that we started to be invited by JAG officers to attend events before deployments so that our volunteer attorneys and students could help prepare wills and powers of attorney for the deploying troops. So we've prepared about 1,500 documents to date, and we've handled about 300 cases free of charge throughout Michigan.
And this is all through Cooley Law School, or this is expanded through other areas of law?
This is a program of Cooley Law School. It's a statewide program. It helps that we have campuses, in four different cities throughout the state. And we are getting ready now to expand the program to Florida, which is where we have the second most alumni in the country.
Now, how do I think a lot of people don't think about this. You just touched on wills and trusts and things like that for soldiers deploying. When they get home, of course, we all love to welcome them and cheer the soldiers when they come home, but they often come home to some pretty serious legal issues as well, and they need assistance.
Absolutely. We see a lot of family law issues. Of course, after a lengthy deployment, someone could return home and maybe the spouse has decided they no longer want to be in the marriage and they've left. We see that, the spouse leaves, takes all the money, the kids, the returning service member doesn't know where the children are. So we have lawyers that can help with that. But we also see some instances where creditors or debtors are in violation of certain provisions in a federal act called the Service Member Civil Relief Act, which requires them to give certain provisions to deployed soldiers. So sometimes they'll come back and need help with those kinds of issues. There can be landlord-tenant disputes. Sometimes there's issues with reemployment. A guard or reservist is supposed to be able to get their job back when they come home, and sometimes the employer doesn't understand the rules. So we've been able to help in a variety of areas, which is nice because, of course, they're coming home and they have to readjust to civilian life and not sleep with a gun and not drive strategically down the road anymore. So they have all these other problems, and the last thing you want to think about is them having to worry about complex legal issues as well.
How many attorneys are involved in this to date? Now, you're getting ready to expand in Florida, as you said, but in the state of Michigan?
In the state of Michigan, we have 140 volunteer attorneys, which is pretty phenomenal. That means there's 140 very generous attorneys across the state who are willing to take, free cases for returning troops.
And how do the folks who are looking for this service know how to get a hold of? I mean, are they made aware of this service, or they're just out looking and someone gets them in touch with you?
Well, we do our best. We're listed as a pro bono service by the ABA on their LAMP website. We're listed by Army OneSource and Military OneSource. But more importantly, we have really good relationships with JAG offices. JAG officers cannot assist troops that are returning with civilian legal matters. They can't represent them in a civilian court. So when a JAG officer finds that one of their military members has a civilian legal problem, they'll often refer them to me, and then we can work from there and try to find an attorney who specializes in that area and can handle a case in that specific county.
Okay. Now, this expansion to Florida, as you said, it was where Cooley has a huge number of alumni. Was that kind of an automatic and easy expansion because of that?
Well, it was kind of, you know, everything, the stars just aligned just right. We've been partnering with the ABA's Military Pro Bono Project recently. We shared our roster of volunteer attorneys with their project, and they were telling us the states where they have the greatest need. And, of course, those are states with lots of military bases. One of them was Florida. We have, aside from Michigan, that's where we have the most alumni, and our Florida alumni were really eager to have some kind of a project that could still help them feel connected to the law school, and they loved the Service to Soldiers program, so it seemed like a really great opportunity to expand. It seemed like a no-brainer to try expanding to Florida first. So the ABA Military Pro Bono Project is partnering with us to offer a training session in Tampa next month as a kickoff.
Now that we talked about the transition, I think folks, you know, civilian folks don't really understand, you know, and I included, what transitions are like. And my, what feedback have you gotten from service people who, men and women who have been a part of these services?
Well, of course, they're very appreciative for the free legal work. They understand how expensive it would be to hire somebody to take these cases. And sometimes it can be a matter of, you know, it's $500 that the landlord won't refund from a deposit because they broke the lease. But they broke the lease because they're being deployed. So technically, the landlord shouldn't be able to keep that $500. Now, they're not going to hire a lawyer for a case that's only worth $500 because the lawyer fees would be more than that. Well, we give them a free lawyer because they have a right to have that $500 back. And the lawyer doesn't care about the dollar figure. They care about doing the right thing. So, of course, they're really appreciative for the free help. You know, they struggle with so many aspects of reacclimating to civilian life, and it's just, you know, one less thing for them to worry about, and their families as well, because, you know, the spouses are often left to work through a bunch of, you know, legal problems while their spouse is deployed, and we can help those spouses while the other spouse is deployed as well.
That, I was just going to touch on that aspect that a lot of times the spouse left behind here in the States is left wrangling with these same issues, and communication may not always be easy between them and the deployed soldier.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes we'll get emails from a deployed service member who got a frantic call from
his
wife, and she has some kind of a legal problem that's, you know, pervading her whole life, and she's really upset, which gets him upset, and he's over there, and he's got a job to do, you know, protecting lives, and he's worried about something going on at home, and of course, that's not ideal. So, you know, when they can, I actually get emails from people while deployed. Certainly their family members contact me. And it is hard to assist somebody who's currently deployed because of the communication issues. But Cooley has a lot of technology. We're able to do, we can interview through video conference. We can communicate through email. Obviously they can call. So to the extent that we can, we try to accommodate everybody no matter where they are.
Well, I can imagine it's very gratifying, Cooley's involvement in seeing the result of all of this as well.
It sure is. For me in particular, my dad lost his leg in Vietnam, and that's why I was interested in doing a program that would help vets. And now my son is actually just left for the Army, and so I think about him at 19 years old and his ability to handle a complex legal issue and think, wow, they really need us. And so it feels really good to be able to offer some assistance.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, nobody knows better than you. You're right in it from both sides. So, Heather, I appreciate you telling us about this program very much. Have a great evening.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. I've been speaking with Heather Spielmaker, Director of Service to Soldiers Program through Cooley Law School, an amazing program, and I hope people reach out to that if they should need it. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.